come, as we recall the year 1978, to Ballinuir, still part of Bolting Glass Group, near the village of Grange Conn in County Wicklow. A village that's very picturesque, and it fits in with things we have said about Bolting Glass earlier and the Cistercian monastery there, because Grange Conn started out as an outfarm for the Cistercian monks of Bolting Glass, and the monks operated a corn mill on the little river that runs through the village to this day. When one goes to Ballinuir Church, I always think it's one of those churches that sort of brings one into a certain sense of glory, which is what, of course, worship is all about, because it, in a very distinctive way, has a all-glorious interior, which you don't quite expect from an exterior, which is rather more straightforward. Anyway, we pray for all those who try to shed gleams of glory on life's way in that parish, and we recall 1978. I haven't made much reference to literature, particularly in the Irish language. In 1978, not long after his death, the final poems of the Irish language Cork poet Seán O'Riordan were published in the collection Thuraisch Mo Vós. O'Riordan had died at the age of 60 after a long period of health difficulties deriving from childhood TB. His talent had been to write in Irish, and like many Irish poets, his work depended on closeness to nature. He wrote that his capacity to write would be at once lost if his immediate relationship to nature was interrupted. Yet he also wrote and thought in the European context, considering the clash between traditional Irish and contemporary European influences. In some ways, he used Irish rather subversively to undermine the traditional notions that surrounded Irish, and this led to controversy and attack. Another poet of the time, Mór Uachantaí, criticised the standard of O'Riordan's Irish. He was not a native speaker, and then tried to atone during a television interview when she said she'd never heard better Irish spoken than by O'Riordan on that occasion. O'Riordan commented afterwards, rather acidly, that at the time, quote, his bowels moved in disdain. Many adults, in retrospect, decry their school poetry curricula, but I remain grateful for the opportunity to study O'Riordan's works to some extent in the final years of his life, and some of his phrases and insights remain on my lips. And so I refer to his Ihanolig Naman, where he refers to a great storm and his hope that such a storm will overwhelm him in his dying, so that, and this is a very interesting metaphor, he somehow won't hear his own engine stopping. Bwailam go jochoch an stirum sin fein, an iha gamed sa galag, ek fila awalia o rinka an tíl is solus an fiacha ag dalas. Galin fi gach nyomath le lurig on spair, gonyen fi den dan skunyas grad, is na tlishin an kuanas ag glushabt form yein, na inal an glushtan ag stad. So I would not hear the silence moving towards me, or feel the engine that moves me stop. A powerful image.